This is the W5BSA repeater. DL-123.
Happy birthday before everybody gets here. W5Y, 85LWI. I don't know if I'm getting here or not. I just wanted to do the voice thing and wish you happy birthday before everybody gets here. Over.
Good evening, folks. QSC, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSat Net. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1616, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, June the 17th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, June the 18th, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, WF5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, and we're on the 443.325 repeater in Katy, and both of those repeaters have a PL tone of 123.0, and then there's links to the 146.7 repeater downtown, and there's other repeaters that the 443.325 are connected to, as well as the AmSat DMR Talk Group 98006, YSF Fusion 11689. The All-Star node is 572580, and the EchoLink channel is star AmSat star. And I will now take local check-ins.
Kilo Delta 5, for Park Connect, Julius.
Whiskey Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, W5JRD Carl, good evening.
Okay, good evening, guys. We got Herbert, KD5PQJ. Got a good signal this evening here, over there in West Houston. And then we also have Carl, WD5JRD, up there in Northwest Houston in Jersey Village. So, got those check-ins. Anybody else out there? Okay, well, we're going to start here with a little bit of South Texas Balloon Launch Team information, as we usually do. The South Texas Balloon Launch Team did have one of their friends up in Richardson do a balloon launch this Saturday. And, see, that was Andrew, KE5GDB. And let's see, they launched, he says, this is a quick reminder, we'll be launching on Saturday morning at approximately 8:30 from the Hutchinson, Kansas area as part of the Great Plains Super Launch. And that's www.superlaunch.org. Okay, they did two balloons of interest, a high altitude attempt using the KE5GBB call sign, and a regular balloon running the K5RWK and K5UTB call signs. And the DMR repeater didn't have enough interest to justify this time, he says. And it says both balloons should be audible in Texas as they approached apogee. Of course, that was on Saturday, but KE5GDB was transmitting on 432.8 megahertz. And there was a link over at amateur.sondhub.org/KE5GDB. Okay, of course, in the other balloon, K5RWK, on 432.7, amateur.sondhub.org/K5RWK, and then K5UTD on 432.9 megahertz, amateur.sondhub.org/K5UTD. And then there's SSTV from KE5GDB at 432.5 megahertz. And there were bonus points if you copied the picture from Texas. Okay, and then there was WeNet, KE5GDB on 431.5 megahertz. And that was over at ssdv.habhub.org.
DL-123.
Okay, he says they were at the end of a marathon balloon run and the final events at the Great Plains Super Lodge. The few of them from the Richardson area traveled up and launched some of the payloads, and they had a high altitude attempt, which was a 3,000-gram balloon, RS-41 on 432.8, local record to break 137,000 feet. Okay, then the standard balloon was a 1,600-gram balloon, RS-41 on 432.7/K5RWK, and RS-41 on 432.9/K5UTD, WeNet on 431.5, and there's the Insta360 camera, and then they didn't fly the BMR repeater. So hopefully the standard balloon will maybe keep going for a while, and we'll have to keep an eye on that. But we'll say congratulations to those folks, and it sounds like they have been launching a lot of balloons there. And I know Walter is putting together a lot of balloons for us here in the future. They got a whole bunch of kits in, so we'll be looking forward to that. And that comes from K5WH. And, of course, they have their monthly meeting on the second Tuesday of the month. No, sorry, that's the second Wednesday of the month. And that's at 4:30 p.m. here at the local restaurant. And then they do a meeting on Zoom, and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom. And it happens at 8 p.m. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. We want to remind everybody you can call and check into the net by making a quick phone check-in to 713-467-9870. You can send an ATRS message. That's to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers, like Andy used to like to say. Or you can send an email. That's to WV5Y@comcast.net. All right, let's see, this version of the AmSat News Service Weekly Bulletins, it's version number 166. The AmSat News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AmSat, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators to share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating to analyze amateur radio satellites. See, this week's editor is Frank Knoskis, N1UW. And the news feed over there on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org and sign up for free email delivery of the AmSat News Service Bulletin. See the ANS list. You go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius, lists/ans.amsat.org. Okay, Bruce is still working on getting the documents updated there on the website there that has the URLs, but I'm sure that'll be up just shortly. So we appreciate him doing that, and it makes it a lot easier if you just go over to amsatnet.com, and you can click on any of these links here that we discuss in the document over there. It makes it much easier. Okay, hotel reservations for the 43rd AMSAT Space Symposium and annual meeting are now available. So book your room now. 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting will be held on Thursday, October the 16th through Sunday, October the 19th. The site of the 2025 event will be the Holiday Inn and Suites Phoenix Airport North. Okay, so far they've got the schedule ironed out, and it looks like there is on Thursday, October the 16th, from 0900 to 1700, the Board of Directors meeting. On Friday, October the 17th, 0900 to 1200, Board of Directors meeting, 1300 to 1700, symposium presentations, and 1800 through 2100 is the reception and auction. Okay, on Saturday, October the 18th, the symposium presentations start at 0900 and run to 1200, and then they pick up again at 1300 and run to 1500. Then from 1500 to 1700, the annual general meeting, and then from 1800 to 1900, the reception, and then from 1900 to 2100 is the banquet. And then on Sunday, October the 19th, from 0800 to 1000 is the members' breakfast. Okay, Holiday Inn and Suites Phoenix Airport North is located minutes away from Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport. They've got a lovely picture here on the AMSAT News Service Weekly Bulletins that features free airport shuttle and parking, resort-style facility with beautiful courtyards, outdoor pool, and a brew pub, free breakfast, fully updated rooms. All rooms are two-room suites with a choice of two queen beds or one king bed, and there's affordable rates of only $129 plus tax. Okay, to get in on the AMSAT rate and the special rate they have worked out, you want to use group code P7C, and the group name is AMSAT. And if you'd like to make your reservations by phone, it's at 866-819-6510. And online, it's www.ihg.com. HolidayInn.hotels/us/en/phoenix/phxff/hotel-detail. Okay, and then the instructions, once you get to that site there, you go, it's the under rate preference, select the group rate button, and enter P7C, all capital P7 and capital C, and then press enter before continuing. And we want to thank AMSAT for that information. This is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, there is a hard copy of the Getting Started in Amateur Satellites, the new version that is completely updated. It's now available and back in stock. Okay, it's a, looks like it's a ringed, kind of like a binder version, sort of, you know, with a whole bunch of those little rings. So I wouldn't really call it a hard copy. I mean, you can call it a hard copy in that it's not a digital copy, but it's, okay. Let's see, it's, the complete guide to get you back working the amateur satellites, including tracking applications, choosing an antenna, radio selection, and step-by-step operating instructions for the FM, SSB, and digital satellites.
BL-123.
This book is for the beginner through the veteran satellite operator. In addition to practical tips and tricks, the book includes operating techniques so that you sound like an experienced operator. Okay, yeah, like me, like on the last time on the ISS working through the crossband repeater, and I heard Bruce out there, and I'm like, hey, Bruce! okay, let's see. This chapter includes an introduction to satellites, satellite basics, locating amateur satellites, your antenna system, your radio system, operating the FM satellites, operating the SSB and CW satellites. Okay, there's info on receiving satellite digital data, operating the digital satellites, the International Space Station, a favorite among many, and there's reference material, and then there's also upgrading your amateur satellite station. This completely updated version is spiral bound, that's what I was thinking of, so it lays flat for easy reading. The book is printed in full color and is 128 pages. Okay, if you'd like access to the direct link to order your copy, it's at www.amsat.org/product/getting-started-with-amateur-satellites-hard-copy. And sorry, this is for U.S. mailing addresses only. We want to thank AMSAT for that info. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. See, we're a little bit past, quarter past the hour here, so we're going to take a quick standby and see who we've got checking into our net here. And to unkey a little bit more often, sorry about that, looks like we keyed up a little bit too long. Thank Mitch there for letting us know about that. Okay, let's see. We did hear from Charlie, K5ENG. So we got him checked in, and he's over there in West Houston. So appreciate hearing from Charlie there on the landline. Then we also see we got Dale, WD0AKO. He's out there in Moorhead, Minnesota, and he does the backup archiving of the audio for the website. So appreciate Dale doing that for us. Okay, we've got Vern, W0RCR, out there in Wentzville, Missouri, and thanks to him, he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz full carrier AM. That's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we appreciate Vern putting us on the top band. And then let's see, there's Kai in 6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners. He calls and checks in. So we appreciate when he does that, and we get a chance to talk to him. Okay, let's see. From the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW. Good evening to him and to Rachie. She's listening too, so we'll welcome her aboard. We've got KG4WIJ, Brian, NZ9T, Renee, K8WX, Bob, and then let's see from Echolink. Let's see, we got Andrew, KC5LWY. Allison, good evening to Andrew, and I hope he's doing good this evening. And hello to Indoff in 6UTC, and he's out there in Long Beach, California, and hope he's having a good afternoon so far. We have Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest. Of course, he does our website and makes the links available and puts all that good information on getting satellite awards. So you can find that on the website. If you'd like to get certificates or awards for making satellite contacts. And then you can find more of that over at AMSAT.org, of course. Of course, you can also find info on the status of the satellites, which is important when you're trying to work them, and also the frequencies they're operating on. And then there's information about the symposium and the store where you can even buy satellite antennas. All right, let's see, we've got Damien, AG9P, up there in Oconto, Wisconsin. So good evening, Damien. And we've got Mitch, 80HJ, in Jackson, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to Mitch, he puts on the Wednesday night AmSatNet, and that takes place, originates, I guess, primarily on DMR, and that's over on the AmSat DMR talk group of 98006. And then it's also put over on YSF Fusion, 11689. As well as then also put on different repeaters and the All-Star node and all kinds of different connections that way. All right, we also have checked in. We have Alan out there on Echolink, and that's K6AGW. So good evening, Alan, and welcome to the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, your 2025 AmSat President's Club coin is waiting. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight, you can help support golf and the Fox Plus projects. Join the AmSat President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right, President Robert Bankston introduced the 2025 Hamvention AmSat Forum. Yes, AMSAT President Robert Bankston greeted attendees of the Hamvention Saturday 17th, 2025 in the AMSAT Forum, kicking off the session, which included short presentations by several AMSAT engineering leaders. Bankston explained that the organization was officially formed in 1969, saying, quote, "We've been keeping amateur radio in space for more than 50 years, starting with Oscar I in 1961, close quote. Oscar I was launched on December the 12th, 1961, as a secondary payload on the Thor Agena rocket with the U.S. Air Force mission. Oscar I was the first satellite ever to be deployed as a secondary payload from a launch vehicle. The bureaucratic efforts required to secure permission to launch Oscar I greatly exceeded the effort required to build the satellite. It established the precedence for all subsequent secondary payload launches for the next 5 decades.
PL-123.
Speaking of the fun of being a part of AMSAT, Bankston said, "Our primary goal is to have amateur radio available in space for you to operate with. And if you haven't done it before, it's a blast. You're chasing that little chunk of radio, flying through space at 17,000 miles an hour, trying to keep up with it, whether it be by hand or with an automated azimuth and elevation tracking antenna. Accomplishing that is great stuff." Bankston told the audience that even more than operating via satellite communications, many AMSAT members get the opportunity to design and build a satellite that goes up into space. AMSAT has a lot to offer to everybody. We're looking forward to enhanced relationships with high school age students and their teachers via our new youth initiative, which includes online self-learning. Currently, AMSAT has about 4,000 members, the majority of whom are in the United States. AMSAT members also are in some 53 countries. There are other AMSAT organizations around the world in such countries as the UK, Spain, Germany, Japan, Brazil, and many others. AMSAT shares a strategic relationship with the U.S. Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or the ARIS organization, which they used to be combined into one and then they split apart. That group facilitates worldwide space-oriented education programs, primarily in middle and high schools. Student activities in the ARIS program culminate with a capstone of a live question and answer session via amateur radio with an astronaut aboard the International Space Station. More than 100 astronauts have obtained and used an amateur radio license issued by their home country to legally transmit via radios installed on the ISS. The forum session provided an update on current activities. Bankston said, "The most important part of today's update is what our AMSAT engineers are working on. The lineup of engineering professionals who presented talks began with Jerry Buxton, AMSAT VP of Engineering, and his team. Buxton spoke about the importance of AMSAT's volunteer engineers and an overview of current AMSAT projects. Okay, we want to thank Robert Bankston, AMSAT President, for that information. And this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, we're right here at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any more check-ins. So any other check-ins for the Houston AMSAT Net, come now. Okay, Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, AMSAT Senior Software Engineer, spoke at the 2025 Hamvention AMSAT Forum about his involvement in the development of flight software for AMSAT satellites and the progress to date.
W5BSA Repeater.
His non-technical presentation helped attendees understand the scope of AMSAT software advancements during the past 15 years. This is part one of a two-part series. Quote, I began working on Fox One software during 2010. The Fox One series of CubeSats progressed from A through B, C, D, and E. Software for each new satellite is based on that original Fox One A software, including the five Fox One satellites, as well as those flown by University of Washington and University of Maine. And the reason was because we make AMSAT radios and processors available to universities, so our software is used to control the AMSAT boards. Fox 1A was launched in 2015. Since then, we've refined, added to, and reused the same fundamental programs, although each satellite features different capabilities and many other individual program refinements. Specific variations include satellite bus data configurations connecting new subsystems or improved modules within the flight computer. We almost always discover a few bugs in the current satellite, which we try to fix in the next one. Commands transmitted from a ground station control the amateur radio repeater or transponder, receive and transmit functions, as well as other satellite functions. These commands use encryption to securely authenticate that commands are coming from an AMSAT ground station. Controlling devices like satellites is the only time that encryption is allowed in amateur radio. In addition, the flight software collects telemetry data from various systems in the satellite, combines it, and transmits it back to Earth so we can read and use the data to monitor our satellites, and the investigators who provided science experiments can get their results. Fox Telem software for Windows, Mac, and Linux platforms can demodulate, store, and analyze telemetry signals from AMSAT CubeSats. Fox Telem users who do not have to be licensed amateurs can upload received telemetry data to the AMSAT server so that it can be used by scientists and researchers whose experiments fly AMSAT satellites, as well as by AMSAT engineers monitoring the health of their spacecraft. Okay, you can find more details or download Fox Telem at www.amazon.org/foxtelem-software-for-windows-mac-linux. Burns continued, if you want to know what the flight software does, the easiest way to see this is to look at the tasks within it. You can think of tasks as being like applications on your phone. This chart shows the list of current flight software tasks. One flight task example is a diagnostic task for debugging and testing systems on the bench. Another software task controls experiments such as the Vanderbilt University radiation experiment and the Virginia Tech camera. Then they've got some pictures here of AMSAT flight software functions and some icons. The yellow boxes represent two new tasks coordinating multiple processors and controlling a new electrical bus called CAN. Golf flight software is still based on the original Fox One software, but is more complicated and required an enormous amount of additional programming.
PL-123.
Golf satellites have a controller area network bus, or a CAN bus, designed to enable efficient communication between processors and other devices. The CAN bus concept originated in the automotive industry to connect automotive ECUs, or electronic control units. Its purpose is to reduce the complexity and cost of electrical wiring in automobiles by multiplexing different kinds of data. Multiplexing combines multiple input signals into a single output signal for transmission over a shared channel. There are multiple processors on Golf. While Fox satellites are all in low Earth orbits between approximately 500 kilometers and 800 kilometer altitudes, Burns needs to test newly added functions required for navigation and propulsion, part of AMSAT's strategic goals involving highly elliptical orbits for wide access satellite missions. Okay, to keep everybody excited and entertained and tuned in, says note, part two of this series will appear in next week's A&S Weekly Bulletin. And we will thank Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, AMSAT Senior Software Engineer, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, do you need new satellite antennas? You can get them, the M2 LEO packs, from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL is amsat.org/product-category/hardware. All right, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, we've got SkyRoof, a specialized satellite tracking program for SDRs. SkyRoof, developed by Alex Shafkaplias, VE3NEA is a satellite tracking and radio control program that focuses on software design radio, or SDR, operation. The program supports SDR-based SFB, CW, or FM receivers with RIT and Doppler tracking. Frequency tuning is done visually with a mouse. It provides detailed information about all satellites that transmit in the hand bands, while all satellite traces on the waterfall are labeled with satellite names and the boundaries of the transponder segments. SkyRoof provides the usual path prediction for selected satellites and visual representation of the current satellite position and future passes in several formats, including SkyView, the view of the sky from your location, EarthView, the view of the Earth from the satellite, Timeline, the satellite passes on the time scale, and PassList, the details of the predicted passes. The SDR-based waterfall display covers the whole satellite segments on the VHF and UHF bands with zoom and pan. The program supplies audio and IQ output to external programs via a virtual audio cable or a VAC. CAT control of an external transceiver is also said to be provided, along with antenna rotator control. SkyRoof is currently available only for Microsoft Windows. It is open source and can be downloaded for free at ve3nea.github.io/skyroof/index.html. And we want to thank Alex Shavkopoulos, ve3nea, for that information. Have to go check that out later and play around with that some. That looks interesting. Okay, we've got the VUCC satellite standing here for June of 2025, and this is the VUCC satellite award endorsement change summary for May 1st, 2025 to June 1st, 2025. All right, and let's see, reminder, I guess VUCC satellite awards are for working 50 grids. So, it's not an easy thing to do. Let's see, here we have, in first place, we've got DL2GRC, congratulations. Let's see, he's gone from, in May, he's gone from 1501 contacts to 1650 in June. Okay, we've got AA5PK in second place, going from 1500 to 1524. OZ9AAR from 1100 to 1300. EA2AA from 1050 to 1085, in JN2QCV from 1016 to 1075, W8LR is going from 900 to 905. We've got AA8CH from 876 to 901. WD9EWK and grid DM43 is going from 774 contacts to 779. AF5CC from 651 to 656. RA3S from 107 to 654. Boy, that's a big jump. That's 500 satellite contacts. Boy, somebody's busy that month. Okay, KA9CFD is going from 500 to 608. AD2DD from 517 to 604. HB9GWJ from 575 to 602. AB5SS, hey, what do you know? There's John. From 411 to 549. Okay, we've got HC2FG from 413 to 477, K3HPA from 350 to 375, N4QWF from 336 to 350, WB9EWK and grid DM41 going from 229 to 235, SV8CKM and going from 140 to 215, WB9EWK and grid DM31 going from 206 to 210, and then NDOF, N6UTC, in grid DM15, is going from 150 to 177. Okay, we've got DH0GSU, going from 156 to 170 contacts. Then we've got some new folks on the list, OH3DP with 150, OE6JWD with a 101, WB5TX with 101, and W6OR with 100. So congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holders, and that's OH3DP, OE6JWD, WB5TX, and W6OR.
BL123.
Okay, OH3DP is the first VUCC satellite holder from Finland and from grid KP10. And OE6JWD is the first VUCC satellite holder from grid JN77. And we'll thank John Goering, N7AZ, for that information. Okay, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Here's the DXCC Satellite Award Endorsement Change Summary for May the 1st to June the 1st, 2025. And, of course, DXCC is for working 100 countries. So this list is for the number of countries worked. Okay, we've got DL2GRC, the top of the chain summary, going from 184 to 188. F4BKV from 171 to 187. SA5IKN from 100 to 184. OZ9AAR going from 153 to 173. HB9RYZ from 157 to 163. DL6GRC. GBM from 157 to 160. Okay, then we've got Y09HP going from 131 to 157, IK1IYU from 146 to 153, IK5CVE from 141 to 143, TF1A from 112 to 113, W8LR from 108 to 112, and YL2GC is new on the list with 101 DXCC contacts. Okay, we want to say congratulations to YL2GC being the new DXCC satellite holder and the first DXCC satellite holder from Latvia and from grid KO26. And we want to thank again John Goering, N7AZ, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your condition, you can get your AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL for that is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. Okay, two-line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites. Keep those satellites current and in the right locations in your program. And the TLE bulletin files are updated daily, hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. And you can find more info at www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. Okay, the following satellite has been removed from this week's AMSAT TLE distribution, and that's NOAA 18 or NORAD catalog ID 28654, decommissioned 1740 UTC on 6/6/2025. And we'll thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Oh yeah, we saw Joe over there on the AMSAT cruise in 2016, so that was a lot of fun on that one. Okay, amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. And the downlink frequency on which to listen is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. Okay, let's see. We've got some completed contacts here. Let's see. The Aznakovo students in Aznakovo, Republic of Tatarstan, Russia, direct via RC4P. The ISS call sign was RF0ISS. They spoke with crew member Sergei Ryzikov. The ARIS mentor was RV3DR. The contact was successful on Sunday, June the 8th, 2025 at 0907 UTC. The Mountain Creek State High School in Mountain Creek, Queensland, Australia had telebridge via IK1SLD. The ISS call sign was OR4ISS. The crew member was Takaya Onishi, KF5LKS. The ARIS mentor was VK4KHZ, and the successful contact was on Monday, June the 9th, 2025 at 0810 UTC. Okay, the Axiom 4 Group 3 telebridge via ON4ISS, the Rizizal Poland. I swear that looks like it would be pronounced. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be OR4ISS. Scheduled crew member is Slavoj Uznowski Wisniewski, SQ7AS. The Aris Mentor is K4RGK. The contact is a go. Tuesday, June 17, 2025 at 0939 UTC. Okay, we've got the University of Wrocław in Wrocław, Poland. ISS call sign, scheduled to be OR4ISS. The scheduled crew member is Slawaz Uznamski, Uznamski, Wisniewski. SQ7AS, the Aris Mentor, K4RGK, contact is Wednesday, June 18, 2025 at 0850 UTC. Oh man, it's not getting any easier. Let's see, we've got the Axiom 4 Group 1 Telebridge via IK1SLD. The Hungarian Scout Association in Budapest, Hungary. Deprecon, Bonnke Reform Primary School, Technical College and Vocational Training School, Deprecon, Hungary. Okay, we've got the Puskas Radio Amateur Club, HA5KHC. HA5KBF in Budapest, Hungary. The ISS call sign is scheduled to be determined with crew member Tibor Kapu, HA5TRO. The Aris Mentor is ON6TI. The contact is Wednesday, June 18, 2025 at 1028 UTC.
BL123.
Okay, we've got the group in Gyor, Hungary, a non-profit from the University of Gyor, SZSAT, Gyor, Hungary, ISS call sign, scheduled to be open. Group member is Tibor Kapu, HA5TRO, Aris Mentor is ON6TI. Contact is Thursday, June the 19th, 2025 at 0939 UTC. Okay, then we've got the Youth on the Air 2025 in Denver, Colorado, direct via W0Y. ISS call sign, scheduled to be NA1SS. Crew member is Nicole Ayers, KJ5GWI. The Aris Mentor is N7GZT. Contact is Thursday, June the 19th, 2025 at 1725 UTC. And there is a live stream for that one.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Okay, we got one more contact going on with the ISS, and that's the URAO. Satellite Center, URSC, Department of Space, Government of India, Bengaluru, Karnataka, India. The ISS call sign scheduled to be OR4ISS with Subhanshu Shukula, VU2TNI. The Aris Mentor is AA6TB. And the contact is Saturday, June 21st, 2025 at 0801 UTC. All right, the crossband repeater continues to be active. It's on 145.990 megahertz up with a field tone of 57. And then you listen on 437.800 megahertz down. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, raise the volume up, and they can talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. And the packet system is also active on ISS. It's on 145.825 megahertz up and down. Hi, this is Marty, WV5YM, Houston AmSatNet. Well, we hope everybody has enjoyed this week's edition of the Houston AmSatNet. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information, or you can join AmSat today by going over to launch.amsat.org. So we're going to have to say 7-3. Remember to help keep amateur radio in space. That's from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, and that's s.karnauskas@amsat.org. Okay, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSatNet. We look forward to catching everybody next week. So stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, who is 65 and 1 year older today. So we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AmSatNet.